Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peggy, there's a rezoning meeting that's going to be happening on tomorrow, Thursday, over at Wings. And then after that, there's another meeting expected to happen October 2nd when it comes to rezoning in the town of Orchard Park. What are you hoping comes out of these meetings and just kind of the end goal here in terms of trying to get rezoning done here in the town of Orchard Park?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, they can see the big picture. We have this beautiful stadium going up, but we don't have the support for it. We see currently, even with the old stadium, people coming into town and they have to stay in Hamburg or downtown. So I'm hoping that we have hotels, you know, even more restaurants. Being a restaurant owner, I'm good with that. I think we have to grow.
So aside from the restaurants and the hotels, what other types of development are you hoping to see down here once, if the rezoning laws here in the town change?
Well, I'm hoping that they're going to build it up more of a destination. You know, it'd be great to get a Topgolf or something that will bring people to the area. You know, we do have, it's a big hockey town as well, so I know that there's a lot of hockey tournaments that go around here, even just locally at leisure rinks. Or there's a need. There's a need for business here.
When it comes to concerns, anything that does come to mind that you are worried about if they do change the rezoning laws here?
I mean, honestly, I'm just more concerned about the residents that live here. There's a lot of people that have been here for, I mean, since the stadium's been built, the old stadium, but if they're going to rezone and build, it kind of leaves them in the dust, so I do understand their concerns for sure.
Do you feel that the more development that does come down here, the more people that will show up, and that would be a benefit not just for yourself but everybody else here that does business right around the new stadium?
Oh yeah, of course. And hopefully, you know, with business comes residences. More people move to the area because there's more things to do. Businesses open, not just retail or, you know, restaurants or leisure, but hopefully then businesses will come here because people are here. It's just a cyclical effect, right? And like it's just going to grow, but you have to start somewhere. That, you know, Orchard Park's got to get out of its way. It's got to allow us, this area, to grow.
I mean, it's been a while since I've seen you, so I'm going to ask, what do you think of the stadium development so far? What's going on?
I mean, I think it's great. I still don't understand why there's not a dome, but I don't understand it. But what do I know? But, you know, hey, any growth is good. And that old stadium is falling apart. It wasn't as if they could save it, you know. So I'm glad it's here.
Very good. Anything else that you want to add?
No, go Bills.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.